Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so you can give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I take them all, and I would love to hear from you. Once again, that's smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. A social network. So if you go to Facebook, myself or Mr. J will add you. We can talk taste about pretty much any. Well, in that group, we talk about everything under the sun. I mean, it's crazy. And Twitter, Instagram, add me, I'll add you back. And we just go in and talk about whatever topics are important to you. I mean, because we always talk about the topics that are important to me, because it's my show, and it's what I do. And I want to do it with you. Now, I'm going to be talking about what I want to do with you. You know, I always talk about haters and crazy stuff. There's a woman, Naomi Wu. They call her the sexy cyborg of China's tech hub. Apparently, what she's done is she's created like a illuminating corset that. Because she has enhanced breasts, we'll just say that. And so there's a special flashlight that's connected to two fiber optic cables in her outfit that makes her titties glow. I guess it's the next wave, because what was she... She's been the advocate of women in STEM, transhumanism, and body modification. So you kind of know where this is going, right? And so she's like, you know, I mean, people want titties, people want extra ass. You know, and it's weird for me because some of the people who want the titties and ass actually have a lot. It's like, so a lot is not enough. You want some extra. I mean, I ain't hating, but it's like, wow, you want that extra. So, she's got the head like directly underneath her breast. But when it gets extra warm, she removes it. I'm like, it's one of those things where, you know, fiber optic cables in your titties. Who would have thought it? I mean, I wouldn't have thought of it, but, you know, I mean... I guess, what's the next thing? We will have, like, flashing butt cheeks, you know, where you're walking, and your cheeks will be, like, flashing. They'll be, like, glow-in-the-dark. I mean, because if you have glow-in-the-dark titties, then I guess the next thing is going to be glow-in-the-dark ass. And then somebody is going to have their glow-in-the-dark dick. You know it's going to happen. Don't know when, how, where it's going to be, but we know it's going to happen because, hell, that's just the nature of the beast. Because if you're going to get them, you're going to want people to see them. That makes sense, right? You don't do stuff if you don't want people to see them. It's kind of the point. And speaking of titties and ass, there's a Toronto is setting it off. Toronto is opening up a sex doll brothel. It's the first one in North America. I guess the first one ever in the world is in Germany. And so it's called Aura Dolls, which is going to operate alongside a nail salon, massage parlor, and dry cleaner. It's kind of weird. Nail salon, massage parlor, dry cleaner. I guess after you can get your nails done, get that massage, go work out the sex doll, and then get your clothes dry clean. Anyway, so basically what they're doing is they say there's not going to really be people there. You're going to put your money on the counter and you're going to go straight to the room. And they won't have staff there, just a camera. Payment's taken at the beginning. You go into the room, do your time, and leave. It's crazy to me, but what do I know? I guess and they say they're doing it so people, each visitor can enjoy any fantasy or fetish without judgment or shame, bringing the ultimate sexual experience. And customers will be charged $60 to $742 for their time with the dolls. And I guess they're promising that each is thoroughly sanitized between clients. So, I guess if you're ever going to Toronto, I hear Toronto is absolutely magnificent. It's a beautiful city. And I guess if you can't get no action in the street with real humans, you can go get it in the sex doll brothel. I will work on the human part first, second, and third, but that's just me. But yeah, if you strike out human wise, you can have a sex doll experience. I myself would think that you was kind of weak if you did that, but that's just me. But I mean, it. You know, since we on this theme, we talking about sex. Well, not necessarily talking about sex. I mean, the people do what they do to get by. Sex education. Apparently, there was a couple who was trying to conceive for like 4 years, and then they found out that they were having sex the wrong way. Now I don't know. Well, I know what having sex the wrong way. I assume when I first read the article what it meant, and sure enough, they said that they were having sex and the wife was saying how painful it was to have sex, but she was trying to conceive anyway. Come to find out, they go to the doctor and they're having anal sex. Now, I bring this up because it's one of them classic examples of people who don't talk to their children. You know, people don't talk sex education, whatnot. And so you would think that they would know. It's not necessarily true. Although some of it seems like common sense. And I guess if you don't use the internet to look up, because I know you can't just I don't know all the restrictions in China, but I know that they have the restrictions on the Google, and so a lot of the stuff that we take for granted, like porn and educational videos, and plus just people in the streets talking about it, you know, culturally that's not happening. You can be in the dark. Now, I mean, you would think that, I mean, you having all this anal sex, you would think that you might want to try the other hole. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, because it is a case study in sex ed. Because if you don't know, you don't know, right? And I'm going to walk away from that one. Because it was just funny. I just had to talk about it. Like, what? Really? Y'all didn't know sex in the vagina? Mm. But all's well that ends well. They found out that, yeah, where the vagina was and you have sex there. And they got pregnant. So, thumbs up to y'all. Because, you know, that's what China needs, more people. Anyway, speaking of more people, I have to do the dumbass of the week here. All right, dumbass of the week. Although she apologized, Cardi B did a video, and it was a skit where she was portraying Coretta Scott King, and the skit was The Real Housewives of the Civil Rights Movement. Now, you know, it was something that you know, it just appeared. You know, it was done a while back, and so she did it. And apparently, it was about, she's Coretta Scott King, and gathered around was supposedly Betty Shabazz, Jacqueline, LaVenta Brown, and Rosa Parks. And so she's talking about how I should be the leader of the group. You know, my husband have marched in every state and have fought so we can use the same toilet as everybody. I mean, and the thing was, I was trying to figure out who thought that was funny. Then when I looked it up, it's a show. I'm not even going to say the name of it, but it was created by some dude named Rip Michaels, who thought, man, you know what would be funny? The Real Housewives of the Civil Rights Movement. We can make fun of Coretta Scott King, Betty Shabazz, and a few other wives, and Rosa Parks, and people who were married to people who were heroes in the Civil Rights Movement, martyrs. Because, you know, making fun of martyrs' wives, that's just funny as hell. I know it's just been so many shows where people make fun of martyrs' wives. I'm trying to think of that one. I can't, but if I do think of it, I'll let y'all know. But right now, I can't find it. But I thought it was funny that Rip Michaels thought it was funny. It's probably why I've never heard of him, because you would do some stupid shit like that. Like, ha-ha, ha-ha-ha. Betty Shapiro, Coretta Scott King, the Real Housewives of the Civil Rights Movement. It just tickles me inside. Can't stop laughing. Dumbass of the week. Right there. And on that note, probably need to take a break. Well, not probably. I am going to take a break. This is The Roots, Swept Away.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was The Roots, Swept Away. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Huh. Talking about hate. Now, y'all know, I was mad. The French Open in the Tennis Federation in general, talked about their dress code. They didn't want Serena Williams in the cat suit. And I read the comments also. It was a lot. I can't even tell you how bad the comments were, but they were talking about how Serena was looking like a giant monkey. It was crazy. The hate was strong out there for Serena. You know, there's what we think is fine as hell, and then there's what they think. You know, Serena is the epitome of a fine-ass black woman. And then there's these other women that look like they could use some kidnapping and forced to eat like 13 sandwiches to be all right. Anyway, the fact that they were talking about the different outfits of, and I'll quote Bernard, whatever his name is, one must respect the game and the place. You know, because I guess she had on the cat suit. You know, it's just too much. You know, that whole dance, too much booty in the pants, dance, too much booty in the pants. It was like Serena had too much booty in the pants, and they couldn't take it. It's just, you know, I guess for some people, the sight of a fine black woman is just too much. It just, they see it, it's like it's uncomfortable. It's like they loosening up their shirt, like, man, it's a lot of ass. And can't take it. Anyway, so the thing for me is they don't want her in the cat suit, body covered up, booty sticking out. But they can be in those little, you know, little mini skirts with your drawers hanging out. And I'm like, so I can wear the mini skirt with my booty and drawers hanging out, but I can't wear a cat suit. Hey, small change. I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, my ass can hang out in the mini skirt, but, and that's not disrespectful or sexist or anything like that, but just Serena just being fine as hell for no reason in a cat suit, that's too much. Anyway, so what she does is she wears a little tutu. Tutus are really small, and all the ass hang out. And that's fine. Nobody has a problem with a tutu, but you got a problem with a cat suit. Hey, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, we know that they hate on her because she wins, right? She's winning. So you can't, you know, you can't even say anything. I mean, she's 39 years old in one of the toughest sports. I mean, I rank tennis up there because ain't no bench. You know, it's you against that person. If you ain't nice with it, you get beat. And to say that she's competing at the highest level, 39 years old, and she got a baby. Just had a baby. It's pretty special. But, you know, the fact that they have these outdated, I mean, and it's one of the reasons why, I mean, I like tennis, but it's hard to watch it because you got the whole be quiet crew. There's just something about when you take the joy out of something, when you make shh, 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 everybody's got to be quiet. It's like, why? You know, why does everybody have to be quiet? It's like golf. It's one of those things, unlike tennis. I found out early I couldn't play tennis. So, I mean, tennis is too hard. I couldn't hit the little ball. You know, tennis shape is like track shape. You got to be in shape because your ass is running if you're playing it right, if you're trying to win or whatever. So it's crazy. Then you see what happens, and I see somebody's in my comments talking about, am I reading the comments? Yes, I see your comments. Yeah, thumbs up. I'm glad you're commenting. I see you. Thank you for your participation. You wonder why people are so racist. Well, I don't wonder why. It's one of those things where I'm saying it, but I'm like being facetious because we know it's just, there's just a level of hate that's out there that shouldn't exist, but it does. You wonder why she's not appreciated. I mean, I've always wondered, like, black women. Yeah, I mean, do black women appreciate, like, Serena Williams? You know, I talked about the WNBA, and I thought, you know, you would think that black women would appreciate it. And I know they'll say, well, hey, they're all gay or whatever. And they'll throw some things out there. And maybe it's not masculine enough for them. I don't know. I just wonder. You know, because I'm not, it's not even a thing about crabs in the bucket or just hating. I would just wonder why certain black women don't get support. Well, I don't feel like any black athletes in particular get the support and the rave reviews that others would get. I mean, I'm just wondering. Yeah, I mean, I'd be curious to hear from somebody. 347-826-7435. Tell me why it's like that. I mean, are we just hating on women? There's a prevailing thought that you have this. I mean, we know it's a racist country. America's racist, right? The respect for black folks is like really, really small. Then the respect for women, it's even less. So, for example, like in the I Beat My Woman files, Zach Smith, who was the assistant coach that was fired by Ohio State for beating his woman unmercifully many times. I mean, he came out was like, yeah, he can't accept why he was fired as an assistant coach at Ohio State. He was like, yeah, he never protected me. Talking about his boss, Urban Meyer, who got 3-game suspension for knowing about this cat beating his wife unmercifully and covering it up, or just, it's not a big deal. Oh, man, you beat her, but you know what? We'll take care of you. So it was like Zach Smith was like, yeah, everything Urban Meyer said about me, that's all on Ohio State. That's all from the pressure they put on him to keep his job because they are spineless. Now, you know, this is a dude, once again, who beats his woman multiple times. Now, I mean, we know it's problematic because people in relationships, women forgive men all the time, you know, smacking them around, whatnot. I love you though, baby. But he's still smacking you. But Colin Kaepernick can't get a job doing anything. But smacking my woman can. For example, this dude, his wife Courtney Smith's allegations were investigated by the police and forwarded to prosecutors who did not charge him. They said that looking back at the report, this was not a felony domestic assault. And so, you know, he comes out, he goes on to say, in order to be charged, you have to commit a crime, and that's the problem here. They say, he's talking about people on social media convicting him, and he says, there's nothing. Now, here is here's what happened. Her words, like, you know, he abused her when she was pregnant. She was pregnant, 2009, with their first child. He was arrested on 2 felony charges, but the case was not prosecuted. In Florida, by the way. Not that it matters that he's in Florida, because he did it again in Ohio. But I'm just saying, Florida, that place. So, Urban Meyer knew about it. 2009. He's beaten on his pregnant wife. 2009. Let that go. Now, she had photos of her hand bleeding. Let me tell you his explanation. He says that picture is real. That picture of blood coming out of her hand is real. The story is that I was asleep and she was irate for God knows what. I don't even remember. Because he beats her so much, he can't remember. Anyway, and she was screaming and yelling while my son was in bed with me. He woke up crying and then I woke up. Then she tried to pour a can of tobacco on me. When she did, I reached out and grabbed the can of tobacco and shut it on her hand. The metal top cut her hand. It was completely unintentional. Now, I'm saying it's unintentional. He smashes her hand and cuts her hand. You know, that was an accident. Like when he was punching her and slapping her upside her face, popping her upside the head. It's all accidents. I mean, because I guess you hear about guys. I mean, because he don't know why she woke up, she was mad, and she was irate. Probably had nothing to do with him smacking the out of her continuously. It was nothing. And so, why am I harping on this? Why am I talking about this? What is the significance of this? And what does this have to do with women and do women, black women, or black women specifically, why they don't support other black women. You would just say, I mean, one, there's an environment where women aren't important, especially black women. But, I mean, this is a white woman. She ain't important either. You know, white males are important in America. Everybody else is not. Unless they deem you a little bit important. Anyway, so I bring this up because there's a severe dysfunction, and you're talking about an individual who's like, what's the problem? Because his problem is, shit, women ain't shit. So why are y'all everybody tripping on me? Now, in his defense, if he was a gangster rapper and he said and did those things, he'd be like, he had to smack his hoe up. He had to check his bitch, right? That's the talk, right? I got to check my bitch. Let her know what the real is. I keep my hoe in check. That's the prevailing thought. He's like, I listen to that gangster shit. They should be showing me some love too. Because, I mean, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. I don't know. Or the fact that that soundtrack for Hustle and Flow, whoop that trick. That shit won an award. It's hard out here for a pimp. I mean, so under the backdrop like that, how else is somebody like a Zach Smith going to respond? He's like, come on. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. What? I smacked my hoe. She's getting out of line. I ain't trying to take it. And I had to give it to her. And he's like, why y'all tripping? She ain't went nowhere. Now y'all done messed up my livelihood because y'all think hoes is important. I mean, that's Zach Smith's thought. That's his thought process for me because, you know, if Zach Smith is a gangster rapper, he's like Eminem talking about killing his woman. First three albums? He talked about killing his baby mom. And I mean, I'm just, you know, and just rappers in general, dude. I beat that hoe. That's natural. Just a thought. So guys like him, Dave Brown, they just, hey, you know what? I beat my woman. Probably get a job in the NFL. Because, I mean, he'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. He'll just beat the shit out of his woman. That's a little bit more important. Standing for the Pledge of Allegiance while thinking of ways to smack the shit out your woman. And on that note, I'm going to go on break. I probably need one. And so, this is Outkast, Equimini. Thank you.
together you've got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Outkast, Equimini. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew. Now, man, hater of the week was real easy this week. I know a lot of you, or maybe some of you, were following what's going on in Florida, where the brother Gillum is running. I guess Andrew Gillum is the first black nominee for governor in Florida. And before I get into it, I gotta do my thing, right?
Hate.
I hate you. All right, so Andrew Gillum is the Democratic primary nominee for governor in Florida. And so on TV, his rival, the Republican, Ron DeSantis, in an interview said that the state should not monkey this up by electing Gillum. He said the state should not monkey this up by electing Gillum, a black man. Now, you see, this is part of the empowerment that we have allowed to happen. See, you know, the stand your ground, they're shooting black folks in the street in Florida. There's no repercussions, so it's all good. He's on TV. He is on TV saying the state should not monkey this up. I mean, we know what he means when he say monkey this up. Don't elect the black man. I mean, because they feel comfortable. They feel emboldened. Like, y'all ain't going to do nothing. And so, you know, this is my appeal to the quote-unquote gangsters. And it ain't necessarily my appeal to the gangsters, because I know they ain't listening, because, you know, I'm talking about kicking knowledge. I'm talking about to the women that know these gangsters, because I know some of y'all know these gangsters. Say, hey, man, they on TV calling one of ours a monkey. They shooting ours in the street. Where y'all at? They gangsters in this street. And when I say they gangsters, you know, I'm talking about Saltine Cracker. The Cracker Gang is in the street shooting up black folks. Where are gangsters at? Where are the gangster whisperers at? I'm talking about, I'm speaking to the lady. Cause y'all whisper in the gangster's ear. Maybe you sleeping with them, maybe you not. Maybe y'all just friends. I'm just saying, if you know a gangster or 12, you were in Florida, you ain't got nothing to say. Y'all, you ain't, hey, I mean, because they ain't listening to cats like me. Ladies, they'll listen to you. No matter where you at. This ain't just for Florida. This is just for anywhere. You say, hey, why y'all not rolling up on some of these fools? Gangster, you ain't dancing. Because we know gangsters don't dance. They boogie. So, I mean, y'all kind of have to, y'all are the ones, y'all the army. Because, I mean, until y'all flex your muscles, this is what's going to happen. I mean, the shootings in the street, I mean, just to stand your ground. I mean, all these cats just going to stand their ground. And they're going to shoot you in the street. Dude that look just like you. I know. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but that kind of do. Respect is kind of earned. You know, we talked about the civil rights movement and why the Cardi B and them, the Real Housewives of the civil rights movement, not a good idea. It's not a good idea because you don't make fun of martyrs, people who were shot and killed, and make fun of their wives. They were shot and killed. That ain't cool. At the same time, it ain't cool to allow some things to happen, but you a hardcore gangster. I mean, you'll pull out on a black man in a minute, but nobody else. Pull out on a black man in a minute, but nobody else. I'm not even saying I'm not advocating murder. I'm not. I'm just saying if something happened to somebody who did some stuff to somebody black, don't take credit for it. It just happened. I mean, for me, I'd be like, that works for me. You know, I'm old school, Old Testament. I know we're supposed to abolish that, but you know, I always say then we abolish the Ten Commandments. I'm like, eye for eye. That's what I believe in. So that's just me. I'm an eye for an eye kind of guy. And yes, we'll both be blind, but hey, maybe the blind need to rule the earth, because what we're seeing right now ain't cool at all. That's my hater of the week. I mean, because he says it on national TV. Don't monkey this up. Don't elect the black man. And it ain't even, you know, we talk about black men, but I mean, is Gillum a black man? We don't know. I mean, yes, you can have the dark skin, but do you love black people? Will you do things for black people? I mean, because that's what black man is to me. Not, well, I'm black, but I will never do it. I mean, because that's the case. We got Ben Carson for that. There's a plethora of sellout Negroes and coons that you can put in the spot. They're not for black people. So I'll take it the way they have attacked him. He may like black people a little bit. Maybe. I don't know, because he ain't in office. But the way they're attacking him, he might like black people. It bears watching. Oh, Gillum down in Florida. I'll be paying attention. I'm curious to see what they're going to pull out to try and get rid of him. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, Groundhog Day is, you know, that thing that happens over and over and over again. And you try to figure out why. Well, I don't really try to figure it out, because there's no need to try to figure it out. We know it happened because, hell, it's Groundhog Day. It's going to happen. And on that note, I gotta do my plug-in, right?
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? 16-year-old white girl texts news of herself to a 17-year-old black boy. And now he's charged with child pornography. Yep. He's a student-athlete, standout three-sport, cool dude. LeVar Allen, award-winning wrestler, football and basketball player, never had problems with the police until white girl sent him new pictures. She sent him a video. You know, she sent him a new video, and then he sent her one in return. But, you know, when the parents discovered the video, they called police, and he got arrested. She didn't get arrested. He got arrested. Because, I mean, the video. And he's black. Now, I mean, it's not all gay, because black man getting in trouble for a white woman. That's the American way. That's as American as apple pie, right? See, I have a solution. I say we just have to, you have to tell black men you just can't deal with white women no more. I mean you can say hi, maybe. But the dating, no. I mean, because homies, he's going to jail. Getting charged with child pornography. He's a fucking child. She sent him the video. He sends her video. It's supposed to be one of them things where they get chastised by their parents. You know, maybe got to serve detention, a couple of week detention. I mean, something like that. That's annoying. He got a week's detention. They got to do some kind of with the school counselor. And then it's done. Because kids do stupid shit. Hell, adults do stupid shit. But, nah, homie's going to get his life ruined. The white woman. I mean, at this point, we not monkeying it up on TV and stuff like this. It just, I mean, can we afford to deal with them in that kind of capacity? You know, I would caution. I mean, I know a lot of kids be like, nah, I mean, I like who I like, but I mean, you ready to go to jail for who you like? Because that's what it's coming down to. I mean, your baby's gonna go to jail dealing with these white girls. I mean, obviously it's the Southern way, that Southern tradition. But I just say you got to say no. You know, you see them pictures, like remember Bad Boys, where they had the gun when the little boy showed up for the daughter. I think maybe you need to do that. I'm thinking of black women. Maybe y'all need to just sit there when the white girls show up at the house, want to hang out, put that gun on the table. Like, let them know. Maybe you might get shot. I don't know. But the gun on the table, that might stop some of this. It's a suggestion. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get the news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.